Good afternoon. Welcome to the City of Fort Worth's public bid opening for June 22nd, 2017. Today we have one request for proposals, three construction bids, one invitation to bid, and a tax foreclosed property sale. Due to the confidential and negotiable nature of requests for proposals, only the names of the respondents will be read for that solicitation. That RFP is numbered 17-315 for DNA testing. Firms responding to that request are Bode Cellmark Forensics, NMS Labs, DNA Labs International, and GenQuest DNA Laboratory. Those are all the proposals we received, and we appreciate those proposals. Our first construction project today is Arterial Roadway Improvements Phase 2, Timberland Boulevard from Excelsior Lane to North Kaler Road. The city project number 2288. The first bid on this project is from JLB Contracting. They submitted a bid bond in the amount of 5%. Their total bid is $3,911,627.47. The next bid is from FNH Construction. They submitted a bid bond in the amount of 5%. Their total bid is $5,597,921.65. The next bid is from McMahon Contracting. They submitted a bid bond in the amount of 5%. Their total bid is $3,056,307.03. The next bid is from Jackson Construction. They submitted a bid bond in the amount of 5%. Their total bid is $3,982,999.34. The next bid is from McClendon Construction. They submitted a bid bond in the amount of 5%. Their total bid is $3,399,865 even. That's all the bids on that project, and we thank you for those bids. Our next item today is a couple of projects together, and I will read them separately. They are McClellan Tennis Center and Rosemont Park Improvements. On the McClellan Tennis Center, the first bid is from Schmolt Construction. Their base bid is $870,711.60. The next bid is from North Rock Construction. The base bid is $1,007,959.91. The next bid is from Sea Green Scaping. That base bid totals $946,256 even. The next bid is from Hellas Construction. That bid totals $839,683 even. On the Rosemont Park Improvements, we received a bid from Schmold Construction. That base bid totals $292,984.80. We received a bid from North Rock Construction. That base bid totals $228,260.45. The next bid is from Sea Green Scaping. That bid, base bid, totals $309,789 even. The next bid is from Hellas Construction. That base bid totals $419,063 even. That's all the bids on those projects, and we thank you for those bids. Our next item today is Project 2302, Edgecliff Village Wholesale Customer Wastewater Meter Station. The first bid on this project is from Circle C Construction. Their bid totals $1,373,306.05. The next bid is from ARC Contracting Services. That bid totals $1,466,852 even. The next bid is from Thale, I believe it is. Thale Construction Company. That's T-H-A-L-L-E. Apologies if I misspelled it, misspoke. The bid totals $1,378,306.05. That's all the bids on that project, and we thank you for those bids. Our next item today is our invitation to bid 17-314 for turbine generator control systems upgrade. The first bid on this project is from HPI LLC. That bid totals $577,770 even. The next bid is from Solar Turbines Incorporated. That bid totals $707,470 even. The next bid is from Ethos Energy. That bid totals $1,083,600 even. The next bid is from TDS Testing and Startup Services, LLC. That bid totals $832,254 even. That's all the bids on that project, and we thank you for those bids. All right. Now we are ready for our tax foreclosed property sale. The following properties are being removed from this tax foreclosed sealed bid sale. These are, okay, the property located at 2509 Ayers Avenue South. The property located at 1101 Mulkey Street East. And the property located at 0 Lowry Road. Now, for security reasons, we ask that you do not follow the land agents back to their office. Property management staff will verify the bids and notify all bidders by mail of their bid status. Thank you. We'll now begin reading the bids. Okay. The first property today is located at 600 Northeast 30th Street. We received one bid on this property. It is from Frank Riley. The bid totals $21,000 even. The next property is located at 1031 East Allen Avenue. The first bid on this property is from Perez Elite Holdings. That bid totals $9,208 even. The next bid on this property is from Riverside Home Builders. That bid totals $9,000 even. The next bid on this property is from Precious Real Estate Holdings, and the bid totals $8,601.50. The next property is located at 2895 Beverly Avenue. We received one bid on this property. It is from Truman Bradshaw Investments. The bid totals $6,200 even. The next property is located at 2801 Bittaker Avenue. We received one bid on this property from Angelo Kumanji. That bid totals $3,200 even. The next property is located at 5709 Bonnell. Thank you. And the first bid is from Andrew Wall. The bid amount is $10,333. The next bid is from Riverside Home Builders. That bid totals $10,001 even. The next bid is from Hassan Kaley. That bid amount is $9,200 even. The next bid on this property is from Jennifer Quisenberry, and the bid totals $9,033 even. The next property is located at 3000 Clinton Avenue. We received one bid on this property from Riverside Home Builders. The bid totals $13,000 even. The next property is located at America's Treasure. The next property is located at 1321 Colvin Avenue. We received one bid on this property from America's Treasure, and that bid totals $3,916.82. The next property is located at 1300 Colvin Avenue. We received one bid on this property. It is from America's Treasure, and the bid amount is $5,675.29. The next property is located at 1513 Colvin Avenue. We received one bid on this property. It is from Angelo Kumanji. The bid totals $4,000 even. The next property is located at 2701 Crenshaw Avenue. We received one bid on this property. It is from Abraham Sayagi. That bid totals $4,000 even. The next property is located at 5413 Diaz Avenue. The first bid on this property is from, I believe it's Prashant Shinde. That bid totals $12,010 even. The next bid on this property is from Lonnie Kevin Wall. The bid totals $10,333 even. The next bid is from Riverside Home Builders, and it totals $10,001 even. The next bid is from Joseph M. Wilson. The bid totals $9,800 even. The next bid is from Norberto Iracheta. The bid totals $9,800 even. Okay. The next property is located at 5527 Diaz Avenue. The first bid on this property is from Riverside Home Builders. The bid totals $9,010 even. The next bid is from Norberto Iracheta. The bid totals $8,817 even. The next bid is from Joseph M. Wilson, and that bid totals $8,800 even. The next bid is from Jennifer Quisenberry, and the bid totals $8,333 even. The next bid is from, the next property is located at 5700 Diaz Avenue. The first bid on this property is from the Bluebird Group, and the bid totals $10,111.55. The next bid on this property is from Riverside Home Builders, and the bid totals $10,000 even. The next bid is from Norberto Iracheta. The bid totals $9,800 even. The next bid is from Jeff Pritchett, and the bid totals $9,611 even. The next property is located at 9412 Eastview Drive. We received one bid on this property from Angelo Kumanji. That bid totals $3,200 even. The next property is located at 1112 Elmwood. Is that right? 1112 Elmwood. We received one bid on this property from Riverside Home Builders, and that bid totals $10,000 even. The next property is located at 1300 Everman Parkway West. We received one bid on this property from Renato Rosales. The bid totals $22,010 even. The next property is located at 5309 Farnsworth. We received one bid on this property. It is from Lucia? Okay. And the bid totals $6,000 even. The next property is located at 3105 Finley. We received one bid on this property from Lee Jones. The bid totals $12,378 even. The next property is located at 1352 Fogg Street East. We received one bid on this property. It is from Precious Real Estate Holdings. The bid totals $4,501.50. The next property is located at 5609 Geddes. We received one bid on this property from Riverside Home Builders. That bid totals $10,000 even. The next property is located at 5328 Goodman Avenue. The first bid on this property is from the Bluebird Group, and the bid totals $10,111.55. The next bid is from Riverside Home Builders, and the bid totals $10,001 even. The next property is located at 2116 Grayson Avenue. The first bid on this property is from Zambo Construction. The bid totals $11,216.34. The next bid is from Riverside Home Builders, and the bid totals $10,001 even. The next property is located at 3717 North Harding Street. The first bid on this property is from Jesus Madrigal, and that bid totals $15,100 even. The next bid is from Ana L. Lopez. That bid totals $13,500 even. The next bid is from Manuel Gutierrez. That bid totals $13,200. The next bid is from Daniel Galindo. The bid totals $13,009.99. The next bid is from Riverside Home Builders. That bid totals $13,001 even. The next property is located at 5117 Helmick Avenue. The first bid on this property is from VMI Properties. The bid totals $15,000 even. The next bid is from Maria G. Flores, and it totals $11,639.37. The next property is located at 847 House Street. We received one bid on this property. It is from Perez Elite Holdings, and the bid totals $10,220 even. The next property is located at 3615 North Houston. The first bid on this property is from Santiago Pulido, and the bid totals $8,527 even. The next bid is from Jesus A. Blanco. That bid totals $8,300 even. The next property is located at 1473 Irma Street. The first bid on this property is from, looks like Yucabed, apologies if I misstated that, Kinanga, and the bid totals $12,200 even. The next bid is from Marcelina Orea. The bid totals $12,165.16. The next bid is from James Cushman, and the bid totals $11,217 even. The next bid is from ESSC Realty Group, and that bid totals $10,200 even. The next bid is from VMI Properties. That bid totals $9,999 even. The next bid is from Esther Exley. The bid totals $9,750 even. The next bid is from Jesus A. Blanco. And the bid totals $8,801 even. The next property is located at 1516 Irma Avenue. The first bid on this property is from Riverside Home Builders. That bid totals $4,000 even. The next bid is from Precious Real Estate Holdings. That bid totals $3,501.50. The next bid is from Abraham Siagi. That bid totals $3,401 even. Okay. The next property is located at 1103 Jefferson. The first bid is from Lonnie Kevin Wall. That bid totals $8,873 even. The next bid is from Joseph M. Wilson. That bid Did I say the address? 1103?
Yeah.
1103 Jefferson? Okay. All right. So this bid is from Joseph M. Wilson, and it totals $6,000 even. The next bid is from Riverside Home Builders, and that bid totals Okay, $5,000 even. The next property is located at 1309 Judd Street. We received one bid on this property from America's Treasure. That bid totals $13,511.23. The next property is located at 5625 Kilpatrick Avenue. The first bid on this property is from Riverside Home Builders. That bid totals $8,001 even. The next bid on this property is from Jennifer Quisenberry, and the bid totals $7,833 even. The next property is located at 5420 Libby Avenue. We received one bid on this property from Riverside Home Builders. That bid totals $9,000 even. The next property is located at 620 Luxton Street. We received one bid on this property. It is from Deborah L. Hard. That bid totals $11,700 even. The next property is located at Zambo Construction. I'm sorry, did it again. Property is located at 3712 Marks Place. Sorry about that. The first bid on this property is from Zambo Construction, and the bid amount is $18,148.93. The next bid on this property is from Deborah L. Hard. That bid totals $17,540 even. The next bid on this property is from H2 Acquisitions. And the bid totals $15,648.93. The next property is located at 1309 East Morningside Drive. The first bid on this property is from America's Treasure. That bid amount is $9,511.23. The next bid on this property is from Claremar Homes. Excuse me. And that bid totals $8,991.50. The next property is located at 4801 Panola Avenue. We received one bid on this property from Abraham Siagi. That bid amount is $3,700 even. The next property is located at 3101 North Pecan Street. We received one bid on this property from Frank Riley. The bid amount is $7,100 even. The next property is located at 711 East Powell Avenue. We received one bid on this property. It is from Kane Urban. The bid amount is $8,037 even. The next property is located at 3517 Ramona Drive. We received one bid on this property from H2 Acquisitions. The bid amount is $16,424.75. The next property is located at 3103 Refugio Avenue. Refugio Avenue. Okay. And the bid on this property is from Imelda Dominguez. And that bid amount is $12,000 even. The next property is located at 1003 Richmond. The first bid on this property is from Lonnie Kevin Wall. The bid amount is $8,853 even. The next bid on this property is from Joseph M. Wilson. The bid amount is $7,300 even. The next bid on this property is from Riverside Home Builders. The bid amount is $7,000 even. The next property is located at 5404 Wellesley Avenue. The first bid on this property is from Joe Lucia. The bid amount is $10,200 even. The next bid on this property is from the Bluebird Group. The bid amount is $10,111.55. The next bid on this property is from Riverside Home Builders. The bid amount is $10,001 even. Okay. The next property is located at 5412 Wellesley Avenue. The first bid on this property is from Joe Lucia. The bid amount is $10,200 even. The next bid on this property is from the Bluebird Group. The bid amount is $10,111.55. The next bid is from Riverside Home Builders. Their bid amount is $10,001 even. The next property is located at 5604 Wellesley. The first bid on this property is from Lonnie Kevin Wall. The bid amount is $10,333 even. The next bid on this property is from Riverside Home Builders. And the bid amount is $10,001 even. The next bid on this property is from David Rosenbaum. The bid amount is $8,800 even. The next property is located at 2108 West Freeway. We received one bid on this property. It is from Samir Dalal. The bid amount is $45,500 even. And that's all the bids in our tax foreclosed property, and we appreciate all of those bids. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the City of Fort Worth's public bid opening for June 22nd, 2017. We thank you for your attention.